come with me this evening. Dive in to that warm, soft, wet, sweet spot between a woman's thighs. I had the pleasure of being with a woman alone the other day. I had not been with one for probably a year, all by myself. I had been in threesomes, which I enjoy, but there's something different about when you are completely alone together with a woman. I think more of the shyness and performance fades away, and it's just pleasure. And we had been flirting for a while, and we were supposed to go out for coffee, but she admitted that she actually didn't like coffee. So I invited her over to my place, and between our texts, we knew what we wanted. Very flirty. So she came in and I sat down with her on the couch and we talked a little bit of small talk. But then I put my hand on her knee and I told her, I can't wait any longer. I really just want to take you to the bedroom and enjoy you. And her eyes lit up and she said, okay, yeah, I'm ready. So we went to the bedroom and she was wearing a cute top and jeans and I started kissing her. We were standing and I undid her pants and slid them down her legs. She was standing there in this cute thong and I tugged at it with my teeth. I liked getting my mouth near her pussy so she knew what I wanted. And her nipples got so fucking hard. She was just wearing this kind of sheer top with a, like an unlined bra, so you can tell when the nipples get really hard. And I took her panties off and I kissed up her thighs near her pussy, but not on it, just to tease her. My pussy was so fucking wet doing that. I just wanted to taste her so badly. And then I helped her out of her top and her bra. And the way her tits just bounced when they came out. Fuck. Her tits look like mine 10 years ago. I mean, I have pretty great tits still, but I miss my 30-year-old tits. So I had to put my mouth on them. I kissed her nipples, swirled my tongue around them, felt them get harder in my mouth. And I was wearing a dress and just a panties, some lace panties underneath. And a bra, of course. But I quickly undressed. I didn't want to take the time. I wanted her. And we started kissing and she's touching me and running her hands over my hard nipples. And I'm pressing myself against her, feeling her nipples against mine. Both of us just wanting each other so desperately. I could feel the tension. Both of us a little shaky and fucking dripping. She laid back on the bed and I climbed up between her thighs and kissed her neck and her collarbone and those beautiful tits and sucked those nipples into my mouth. My pussy getting wetter. She's moaning. She's squeezing my breasts, pinching my nipples between her fingers. And then I can't take it anymore, and I just need to taste her. So I kiss down her stomach, her thighs. Milky white thighs. And then a small kiss right on her very soft, very bare pussy. And immediately my lips were wet and slick from her sweet pussy juice. I wanted to dive right in, just eat her. But I needed to take my time. Use my tongue and slid it between her lips. So soft, so wet. And I gently pulled up the hood on her clit and used the very tip of my tongue to lick the left side of her clit, the most sensitive spot. And she moaned and wailed and grabbed onto my shoulders. Held onto one of her tits while I was doing this. Just grabbing them, groping her, enjoying every part of her. My other hand under her ass, pulling her towards me. And then I let my tongue slide into her wet pussy. Fuck. Enjoying the sweet velvety folds of her, and I can feel my pussy dripping onto my thigh. I start touching myself. I suck on her clit and slide a finger in until she comes on my mouth. That sweet taste. I had missed that so much. And she wasn't as shy now. She said, I need to taste you. So we laid side by side, kissing each other's pussies softly, gently. She was more timid, her tongue just barely darting in between my lips. Mine, using the full length and width of my tongue to run in between her swollen, wet lips. And then she would lose contact with mine because she would come and her head would throw back. And I didn't even mind. I didn't even mind because she was so fucking delicious. And I fucking love getting women off. But then she grabbed me. She climbed on me, putting her pussy in my face, sitting on my face, letting me use my entire tongue to swirl around her swollen clit and slide into her throbbing wet pussy. And her pretty little tongue danced on my clit. It was so fucking swollen. She took two fingers, not so shy anymore, and slid them into my wet pussy. And then started sucking on my clit. Both of us just so fucking hungry for each other. Drop. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. And then I grabbed one of my toys that I had set next to the table because I knew we'd want to play more. And I turned on the vibration. I slid it into her wet and waiting pussy. While I licked her clit and pushed the vibrator into her, and she was shaking and coming against me. Her mouth just kissing me, and her fingers, doing that come hither, just making me come again and again. Fuck. Fuck. On our side to catch our breath because we just enjoyed each other so much. And she kind of laughed and said, I thought maybe we'd fool around, but I didn't know that we were gonna actually have sex. And she said, I'm usually not this forward with women. And I told her, I am. I know what I want. And I have been wanting the soft curves of a woman. And after I got one taste of her, I knew I just needed more. We lay there for a while, just chatting and being kind of silly. And our legs just intertwined in each other, kind of playing with each other's nipples and being playful. And then I kissed her again. I could taste myself on her lips, mingled with her sweet, sweet juices. Fuck. And I cupped her breast in my hands and squeezed them. And then I'd have my mouth back on her nipples, licking and swirling my tongue around them. My hard nipples pressed against her. And then I took the vibrator and I put it in my own pussy. And I was grinding against it while I put her legs over my head. My fingers so deep in her. Feeling her clench around me. And her cum on my face. On my mouth. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. Oh, fuck. Until she was so sensitive that I had her giggling and kind of shying away just a bit. And so I stopped, and it was a lunchtime meetup, so we had to keep it sort of brief, even though I could have kept going. I could have licked her pussy all fucking afternoon. But we just kind of caressed each other and said how much we both really enjoyed it. And I told her I'd love to get together with her again on lunchtime one, or maybe a longer night where we could tease each other more and play and maybe fall asleep and wake back up and do it all over again. And I told her I loved the taste of her pussy. Everyone is different, but hers tasted like a little bit like grapefruit, but just a hint of it, like that drink, Le Croix, like a bubbly seltzer water with just a hint of grapefruit in it. Had suppose it's, in French it would be pamplemousse, I think. Yeah, that's what it tastes like. So I'm going to have to go to the store and get myself a bunch of those for the office to remind myself that I need more. And now, as I remember it again, I'm fucking hungry for her. I can't wait till I feel that swollen clit against my tongue.